Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Let's take an exam break and give Carolina a first quarter grade. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I know it's early, but after 10 games, the Tar Heels stack up pretty well with the 2017 national champions, actually better in a few categories. The record is the same, 9-1, ironically facing Tennessee in their 11th game each season. Last year, the Heels rallied to beat the Vols in the Smith Center. This Sunday, they go to Thompson Bowling Arena and face Rick Barnes' best Tennessee team at what will be a packed house of more than 20,000. Carolina won its first true road game at Stanford. Newsflash, surprising BC shocked Duke in its first real road trip. Anyway, Roy Williams' latest addition is shooting a slightly lower percentage from the field, three-point arc, and foul line as last year's champs after 10 games. The 2016-17 Tar Heels had five plays in double figures by that point, including gone guys Meeks, Hicks, and Bradley after Berry and the departed Justin Jackson. Understandably, they had a higher rebound average by about four per game. Keep in mind, all those numbers go down once ACC play begins. Carolina's one loss at this time last year was at Indiana in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Of course, we know Michigan State pounded the Baby Blue on a neutral court in the latest challenge. The comparison, as expected since the season opened, is in the front court, where the Heels had one freshman in the post rotation last year and now have three. But their improvement is notable. Sterling Manley is already challenging Bryce Johnson's early career as a non-starter by averaging 6 points and 4.5 rebounds in only 12.5 minutes played per game. That is great production for his playing time, better numbers than Garrison Brooks, who starts and averages fewer points and rebounds and 5 more minutes on the court. Williams has this team running more to try and score before it has to play against a set defense. That is reflected in more assists and a better points per possession average. Tennessee will be an up-tempo test, which favors Carolina. A year ago, the Heels lost the ultra-running game to Kentucky and Las Vegas for their second loss. Even if Tennessee wins, two defeats before ACC play begins is another pretty good comparison. Give this team a B and pin it on the youth inside for now. This is Archansky. See you.